You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of...
Live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 30th edition of I Don't Know Shit, the life and times of Psycho Sid. It's time to see some power bombs. It's time to do a sit-along. It's time to get our sitting on. And with me, as always, he's Armbar Abbott today. Armbar Abbott, how are you? You feeling like you want to shoot on somebody today? Is that why you went with the arm?
The only one I want to shoot on today is myself. I'm another day full of pills and another day hairier. Apart from that, I'm all right.
I thought you were gonna say like somebody who plays for Manchester City. I thought you were gonna pick out
Kevin De Bruyne. No, I don't. I really don't hate them enough. I'm not like you with Foden.
So no, like I don't. I hate Kevin De Bruyne, and I've hated Kevin De Bruyne since the 2014 World Cup when Belgium beat the United States in the round of 16. And so I've hated Kevin De Bruyne for a long time, 10 years now. I don't have that much hatred towards Phil Foden yet because I've only known who Phil Foden was for about 6 months. And so I hate him, but I don't nearly hate him as much as I hate Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Kevin De Bruyne is probably my least favorite football player.
I suppose I've not spent long enough hating City.
Yeah.
You know, there's deep-seated hatred of Liverpool and Manchester United
and Spurs, obviously.
Yeah. But not really Manchester City until now. So it's
now is when they really started to get really, really good, right? The last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not really on the level of where you could hate them a lot. See, like that was like here when the Golden State Warriors got really good. You couldn't really hate them at first because they had been bad for forever. But then once they were just really, 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 really good, then you could start hating them again.
They've been
so good for so long. Yeah. Kind of the same thing. So that's good. You're safe to walk the streets. Glenn will not wrap you up in an armbar if you live in Ipswich.
No. Like I say, you may think there's Sasquatch walking down the street, but no armbars on anybody.
No arm bars. Next podcast should be Sasquatch Abbott.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back after a week hiatus. Glenn was if you hadn't heard, Glenn's heart attacked him, literally. And so that's why we didn't have a show last week. But he's back now, healthy as a healthy person if his age could be.
Yeah. That's right.
And so we're back, and Sid's back. And this week he is leaving Memphis. And he is heading back to the World Wrestling Federation.
Hey.
Yeah. Are you ready to see his big new re-debut, Glenn?
Oh, yes, I am. It's a shame that he's Shawn Michaels' bodyguard, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a certain man's bodyguard, and we're going to hear all about it right here, right now. So let's hear all about it.
Ever since the Heartbreak Kid won the 1995 Royal Rumble, I have been a marked man. And it is for that reason that I have found it necessary to have a man to watch my back. Ladies and gentlemen, the new bodyguard of the Heartbreak Kid, the big, the bad, the vicious, Sid!
What? Oh, yeah!
Sid!
Oh!
Oh! Unbelievable!
It is him! I can't believe it! I didn't think he talks to anybody! I didn't think anybody talked to him! This guy's a psycho! He's a nut! He's a lunatic! Nobody wants him around!
Tell him, big man! See, I bet
millions of people around the world are asking the question, Shawn Michaels, why? Why take the chance on another bodyguard when Diesel turned his back on you when times got tough? See, I'll tell you why. That he can trust me. We sat down, we had a talk, and then the man realized like that, that one, that Sid, you are a man that has no feelings, no remorse for any living soul. But second of all, the most important, that I will be by his side at all times. Yes, at all times. When the times are good. Oh, yeah. And when the times are bad. Ah! But my promise to him is simple. There will be no bad times. And how can I sit here and I say this? We're simple. Together, the Heartbreak Kid and myself, we will rule the world. Why?
Look at this.
Because I am the man they call Sid.
Oh, yeah! You heard it!
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
So there you have it. Sid is back in the World Wrestling Federation. He is the bodyguard for the number one contender for the World Wrestling Federation Championship in 1995, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You think him being Shawn Michaels' bodyguard was a good way to come back?
Well, I just think that it's a waste. He left. He was one of the biggest stars when he left, and he's come back as Shawn Michaels' bodyguard as a replacement Diesel.
Yeah, but I think he doesn't stay Shawn Michaels' bodyguard for very long.
Well, no, like nobody does, do they? As he was saying, right there, you know, Diesel done the dirty on him.
Yeah, I tried to find like a clip of the Shawn Michaels Diesel match from WrestleMania, so you can kind of see where there's a part of it where the ref's admonishing Sid while he should be counting a three for Shawn Michaels, and so there's a little bit of deception between Shawn Michaels and Sid, because I think Shawn kind of feels like he would have won the championship if it weren't for Sid. So and they're gonna do a little interview Monday Night Raw after the big WrestleMania match, and we're gonna have a look at that interview and see what happens between old Shawn Michaels and Sid here. So,
oh yes.
So therefore, since we're such good friends, I graciously accept your invitation to a rematch. Look, as far as Sid is concerned, I can live my life just fine without bodyguard. Thank you. I got here because of the Heartbreak Kid.
Uh-oh.
Quite honestly, I don't need
a good life. Look about him.
Yep. Certainly. He don't like the sound of that.
No.
He's a stupid little dude. As we stand there, and days have gone by, I get the feeling you wouldn't believe these things that you're saying.
Take a break.
I know. You wouldn't believe these things. I'm going to tell you something, boy. You don't get a thing that I have. You don't get me nothing but respect. And if you don't,
we're in trouble, we got to take a break.
I'll get your stinking.
Oh, it's Diesel.
Well, as you can see during the commercial break there, a little something went on. Apparently, he didn't like the things that Shawn Michaels had to say and left.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do it during a bloody break, didn't they?
They did, and I tried to find, like, because he powerbombs him, like, 3 or 4 times, I think, before Diesel finally runs in. And I tried to find that, too, but I couldn't find it anywhere. That was the best I could do. So, there we go. Sid is no longer... What?
Shawn Michaels has probably had that redacted from all WWE TV.
That was the old scenario of biting off more than you could chew?
No, definitely. Most definitely.
I think that's what that was. Sid no longer with Shawn Michaels. Well, he will be joining another crew. Let's see what crew that's going to be.
I give you the new crowning jewel of my $1 million corporation. I give you Sid.
No way.
Psycho Sid in the corporation? I don't believe it.
Look at the eyes on this guy. Now he's joined forces with DiBiase and the crew. Oh, this is disgusting.
Well, if anyone at all can bring some gold to the $1 million corporation, I'd have to put some money on
him. I wouldn't bet against him, I'll tell you that. Look at this. High fives for everybody in the corporation. Wonder what Big Daddy Cool Diesel thinks about this.
The $1 million corporation will give an all new meaning to the new generation here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Well, a golden opportunity awaits him.
Uh-oh.
A little twitch there, huh?
I know he's got something in his eye. Boy, he is a sicko. Look at him.
He is a sicko. Look at him.
He is a sicko.
He is now a member of the $1 million corporation. I would call him the crown jewel of the $1 million corporation because I don't know if you saw the guy standing in the ring there, but it wasn't really a who's who.
No. No, it's not exactly. Ted hasn't exactly spent a lot of money on that, has he?
And he had, I remember it was like Nikolai Volkoff and he would come out in like a tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The $1 million team didn't make any sense to me, but whatever. And then he had like King Kong Bundy, and this was like, like not even good 80s King Kong Bundy. This was like weird 90s King Kong Bundy. He looked like even more of a thumb than he did in the 80s.
Yeah.
Then you had IRS, which, sorry, but that gimmick had long since expired by 1995. And Bam Bam Bigelow, who they throw out because he loses to Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania, and then Tatanka. That's your $1 million team. I think eventually the 1-2-3 kid will join in too.
Oh, great. Yeah, just when you think it could get any worse.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. But I did find some matches.
That's not even the million-cent kit team.
That's not even the $100 team, yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it definitely isn't. But it finds some matches, Glenn, and this first match is against the Portuguese Man of War, Aldo Montoya, also known as Justin Credible.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't already know. I don't know what happened there, but we're back. I don't know how it's Santa Claus, but now we're back.
Just a random woman dressed as Santa.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but we're back. We're back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank God. It's here comes Aldo Montoya, the man with the weirdest mask I've ever seen. I'm not sure what that thing on his face is, but it's
no. He said it's supposed to be not an alien or something, isn't
he? And what exactly is a Portuguese man of war anyway?
Yeah. Well, no, a Portuguese man of war is like a giant jellyfish.
Really?
Don't do anything like that.
Yeah, no, he certainly doesn't look like a giant jelly. It would have been weird if they would have named him Aldo Montoya, the giant jellyfish.
Yeah, it would have been.
I don't think that gimmick would have worked, personally.
No.
Here we go. Ooh. Sid's in big red.
Boots. Big boots in the middle already, and another one.
Oh, God, he just
and
completely tossed
slam. And he's out the ring. Oh, he's back in.
Hey.
Stop. You idiot.
Oh, well, look at this. Maybe Aldo Montoya's. Never mind. He's a house of fire now. Look at him. Yeah. Oh, he knocks Sid for a loop. He's out of the ring. This is the best a jobber's ever done against Sid, at least on this show.
Yeah. You don't want to taunt him. Not the way the mood he's in.
Uh-oh. Oh, at least he didn't drop him on the guardrail.
No, he just dropped his head on the edge of the ring. The hardest part of the ring.
The hardest part of the ring, exactly. Check out the Apron Bump podcast. Since you said that, we might as well plug him. Shout out to Kyle at the Apron Bump. Unlike he calls himself the hardest part of the ring, but he's a big softie. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah.
Sid almost didn't make that, did he?
Adam and Toya went back in the hard way.
Yeah, Sid almost didn't make it on that jump. He almost fell back down.
Out of practice.
Wouldn't that have been
after
great?
After those small little Memphis rings.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't quite get the height of it. Wouldn't that have been hilarious if you would have fell back down? That would have been a highlight, I think. Would have been. Uh-oh.
It wouldn't have been for Aldo, though, because it would have just pissed him off even more.
Yeah. Oh! Big power bomb there by Sid. Aldo goes splat. Is he going to pin him? He is. He's just going to take his time doing it.
Yeah.
One, two, three. You could count to 50, pal. He ain't getting up.
Oh, now where's he going?
Oh, yeah. Very sensual.
If you're into that sort of thing.
If you're into that sort of thing, which is fine. I don't mind. So Sid is the winner. He has defeated Aldo Montoya. Now he's going to yell at the TV screen for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Ted's happy.
Yes, Ted is very happy.
He's actually got somebody to win something.
He is going to be facing Diesel for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at the very first In Your House pay-per-view, but we won't be able to watch that because we'll just get copyrighted and they won't let us watch it. So,
oh dear.
So we'll just stick with jobbers, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll have to do a verbal review of it, though.
Yeah, I suppose we could, but it's a Sid versus Diesel match. How great! How much of a verbal review could we get?
Oh yeah, that's going to be a lumbering.
Two very slow, prodding individuals. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, here we go. So one more match against the jobber before we hit the hay, and let's see. I'm not even sure what this guy's name is. He's just a jobber.
Oh, right.
Maybe they'll show it. I don't remember if they show it or not. I always wonder, what is that they show on the ground when he comes out? Is that like water moving through a... I never understood what it was supposed to be. Like, even as a kid, I didn't get it. All right. Sid's in the ring. He's got the tadpole swimming. Doesn't it? It's like weird. It looks like sperm swimming around in the ring, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't want to bring up. I didn't want to say sperm, but I didn't have a choice. No, I said it twice. Of all the things on the Memphis Wrestling episode we just recorded yesterday, we never said that word. Of all the other words, we said that
word. So you made up for it by saying it twice tonight.
Yeah. This guy kind of looks like Joey Maggs, doesn't he?
That's a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he might be a little taller than Joey, but.
Dodgy stripes.
Yeah, it looks like he just got out
whatever it is he's got on.
Yeah, it looks like he just got out of jail.
Yeah,
I'm going with this is Billy Maggs, Joey Maggs' older brother.
It's the only way that anybody would take this match
if they just got out of prison. Yeah,
you just got out of prison. Yeah,
they need $50 badly.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom! Hey, Joey Maggs, Billy Maggs is down.
Forget about it.
His name is Joey Maggs.
Forget about it.
Hey, my fucking face hurts. I need some pasta for sure. Forget about it. Forget about that shit.
Yeah.
What a hell job there.
He trembles well, didn't he, that guy? Yeah, he's still kicking.
Splat. Just doing a little trembling. A little jiggling.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
That was great. Him just jiggling his legs like that. That was fantastic.
Shame we don't know his name or he'd end up in the Hall of Fame, I think, for that.
It was Mike Kinior or some shit like that, I think.
Mike Kinior, what was it? All right.
Yeah, he's he's dead now. He's at least got, maybe not dead, but at least got some internal injuries. The ref's like, hurry up and roll out of the ring, buddy, before it hurts you more. What are you doing?
Congratulations for the selling. You are now in the AWIP Hall of Fame.
You are in. Congratulations to Mike Kibior. I don't even, not sure if that's his last name. Kibior plays for the Arsenal. So,
yeah.
Oh.
He's going to hate than that as well.
Oh, he stuck his face right into the mat. And that's it. Sid's back in the World Wrestling Federation. He beat up Shawn Michaels. He was his bodyguard. Then he beat him up. Then he beat up Aldo Montoya. And he's in the $100 corporation.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, the 95 cent corporation.
95 cent corporation. That's not even worth a dollar.
Not even worth a buck. It ain't even worth 99 cents. It's only worth 95. It's only worth 95 cents. Well, that's it for the 30th episode of The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. And the only thing now we need to do is have Glenn say goodbye.
Good.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.